Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Big guns progress as UEFA Champions League group stage concludes. Mamelodi Sundowns come from behind to beat Stellenbosch. Graham Smith appointed CSA's acting director of cricket. All systems go for the Cape Town Sevens. And Formula One teams reject Pirelli 2020 tyre design.
Both assured of a spot in the knockout stages of the Champions League, Bayern Munich and Tottenham Hotspur did battle at the Allianz Arena. The Bavarians would top the group regardless of the results, but that didn't appear to dampen their desire to win, and less than a quarter hour into the game and Kingsley Coman had stroked them into the lead. Only minutes later and Spurs youngster Ryan Sessegnon had slammed Tottenham level with his first goal for the club. Serge Gnabry almost restored the host's advantage inside the final 10 minutes of the half, but was denied by the upright. Minutes later, the woodwork was involved again, although this time with a happy outcome for Bayern as Alphonso Davies hit the post and Thomas Müller turned home the rebound. Not to be left out, the crossbar joined the narrative as Philippe Coutinho saw his effort crash off it moments before the half-time whistle. An hour in and Coutinho had another go, although far tamer and straight down the throat of Paulo Gazzaniga. But perhaps that was the second half sighter the Brazilian needed because his next effort was excellent and Bayern had a two-goal cushion. The German side navigated the remainder of the game at a canter, 3-1 at full time. Bayern Munich confirmed their dominance in Group B of the UEFA Champions League, defeating Tottenham to make it 6 wins from 6. That pair had already confirmed their spots in the next round prior to the meeting, though. A late goal for Olympiacos against Red Star saw them move above their opponents and into the Europa League.
The last time Club Brugge and Real Madrid met, the Belgians came close to a famous win over Los Blancos on match day 2. Victory for the host Brugge in their final UEFA Champions League Group A fixture would secure third place in the group. Percy Tau pestered the Madrid defence in the early stages. The South African found himself in space at close range, however failed to open the scoring for Brugge, while teammate Edda Balanta was no more successful with the rebound. At the other end, Isco neatly set himself up and came close to an opener for Madrid, but his effort was wide, which kept the match scoreless at the break. Alvaro Odriozola upped his mileage down the right-hand flank for the visitors, and at the end of another driving run, delivered to Rodrigo, who put Madrid ahead 8 minutes into the second half. Emmanuel Bonaventure prevailed in a fight for possession with the goalscorer and laid off to Hans Van Aken, who finished with Vanessa. The flurry of goals continued as Junior Vinicius put Madrid back in front. Luka Modric put the result beyond doubt in second half stoppage time. 3-1 to Madrid is how matters ended.
Already confirmed as Group A winners, Paris Saint-Germain welcomed Galatasaray to the Parc des Princes for a Champions League tie, of consequence for the visitors alone. Whilst no longer capable of progressing to the knockout stages, the Turkish champions needed a win in order to book a spot in the UEFA Europa League. Early into proceedings, Galatasaray stopper Fernando Muslera was required to make a sharp save to keep out Pablo Sarabia's first-time strike. PSG then had a goal disallowed for offside, although the correct call was made. But the hosts did get it right just past the hour mark as Neymar and Kylian Mbappe combined to allow Mauro Icardi an easy tap-in. Then, in a flash, PSG were two up as Sarabia nestled a shot in the bottom corner. Already well in control, PSG added another in spectacular fashion just moments after the interval.
And Kylian Mbappe. Here's Neymar with a burst of acceleration. And there is his first Champions League goal in a year.
Having scored from Mbappe's assist, Neymar returned the favour and the French superstar finished superbly. The scoreline was made more emphatic inside the final 10 minutes after Mbappe was brought down and substitute Edison Cavani stepped up to score his first Champions League goal of the season. 5-0 the final score. The top two sides in Group A of the UEFA Champions League were already confirmed prior to match day 6 and the complexion of the standings didn't change at all. Paris Saint-Germain progressed as winners, joined in the last 16 by Real Madrid. Club Brugge book a spot in the Europa League despite defeat to Los Blancos.
Manchester City had already sealed qualification to the knockout stage of the UEFA Champions League, while their host Dinamo Zagreb aimed to progress. The other Group C fixture between Shakhtar Donetsk and Atalanta would play a role in the Croatian side's fate. A win for the third place hosts would improve their chances, and they wasted little time in that endeavour.
It's not a bad cross. Good effort too. What a fantastic goal. Dani Olmo. Dinamo Zagreb in front inside 10 minutes.
Despite their name already being in the pot for the knockout stage draw, City were not complacent and continued to push forward with chances of their own. The Citizens controlled possession, 70% of it, and converted their time on the ball to the score sheet with an equaliser through Gabriel Jesus. Jesus quickly doubled his and City's tally. Less than 5 minutes into the second half, the Brazilian swiveled his way around the Dinamo defence and coolly applied the finishing touch. The Manchester City striker completed his hat-trick soon after with the assistance of Benjamin Mendy.
Mendy with a chance to cross here. Good one, two, and it's three. Jesus with his hat-trick. Manchester City surely now have all 3 points.
Teenager Phil Foden made sure of a 4-1 win for City, who remain unbeaten and affirm their status as group winners. With a fourth win in their 6 matches, Manchester City top Group C, while an astonishing 3-0 away win for Atalanta at Shakhtar Donetsk sees the Italians jump from bottom to second and join City in the UEFA Champions League knockout stage. Bayer Leverkusen went in search of a third consecutive UEFA Champions League victory and needed favours elsewhere in order to progress to the knockout phase when they welcomed Group D victors Juventus to the Bayer Arena. Moussa Diaby fired the first shot for the home side and had the beating of Gianluigi Buffon in the Juve goal, but not the upright. Cristiano Ronaldo looked to increase his all-time Champions League goalscoring record, but would remain on 128 goals in the competition, with his effort just wide of the mark. With only 4 shots at goal, Juventus finally found their first on target when Ronaldo broke the deadlock in the second half with his 27th score in 25 games against German opposition to hand the Italians the lead. Gonzalo Higuain sealed victory for the old lady, who took 3 points back to Turin with a 2-0 win. Atletico Madrid's UEFA Champions League fate was in their own hands when they welcomed Lokomotiv Moskva to the Spanish capital in their final Group D fixture. An equal or better result to that of Bayer Leverkusen, who faced Juventus, would see Atletico to the knockout stage. From the very first minute, there was action in front of the Lokomotiv goal as Joao Felix was brought down in the penalty area. Kieran Trippier stepped up for Atletico, but Anton Kuchenkov made up for his early error. A change of spot kick taker did the trick for the home side when they were awarded another penalty after a handball in the area. Portuguese star Felix was on the mark. Atletico soon increased their tally in the second half when Felipe turned in from a tight angle at the near post. Alvaro Morata's header over the crossbar proved the best Atletico opportunity thereafter, a 2-0 win enough to secure qualification to the knockout stage. Juventus rounded off their Group D winning campaign with victory over Bayer Leverkusen, while Atletico picked up a crucial 3 points against Lokomotiv Moskva to progress to the knockout stage.
Don't miss the draw for the round of 16 of the UEFA Champions League taking place in Switzerland. You can catch it live on your World of Champions.
Match day 6 of the UEFA Europa League will be broadcast on SuperSport. Don't miss any of the live action.
With one eye on this weekend's Telkom knockout final, Mamelodi Sundowns welcomed APSA Premiership basement dweller Stellenbosch to Loftus. The Brazilians came into the game fresh from a goalless draw with continental rivals Wydad Casablanca in the CAF Champions League. Their last league outing had produced a 1-0 win over AmaZulu. Stellenbosch, meanwhile, hadn't tasted victory in 4, but took the lead during a relatively dull first half. A pinpoint cross from Mark van Heerden located Ryan Moon, who grabbed his second of the season with a powerful header. Sundowns came out of the break looking menacing, although Rivaldo Kutsia should have done a lot better with the chance afforded to him. Then, a few minutes shy of the hour mark, Kentembe Zwane appeared to con the referee into awarding a spot kick, which he calmly converted to restore parity. The Wineland's outfit may have had the right to feel aggrieved by the penalty decision, but could have few complaints when reduced to 10 men later in the half following a horror challenge from Mohamed Dehoda on Rivaldo Kutsia. And Mamelodi Sundowns made the most of their man advantage.
Here's one, a lovely ball inside, they've won it here. Stunning finish from Kulise.
Spilele Mkulisi's goal was enough to secure the points, but deep into stoppage time and another academy product, Kaletso Mokgalwa, added gloss to the scoreline with a composed finish. Kaizer Chiefs sport a 10-point advantage at the APSA Premiership Summit. SuperSport United lies second, ahead of Mamelodi Sundowns on goal difference alone. Orlando Pirates currently reside in sixth. Stellenbosch still bring up the rear. They trail AmaZulu, Polokwane City and Cape Town City by 1 point. Bidvest Wits, with a number of games in hand, are just outside the top half. Mamelodi Sundowns managed a 3-1 win over Stellenbosch, and there's one more APSA Premiership fixture to enjoy this week as Le Mans for Golden Arrows play host to Bidvest Wits. Mamelodi Sundowns have released Argentine forward Emiliano Tade from his contract. The 31-year-old approached the club seeking a termination following a frustrating injury-hit spell in the capital. The Twente Giants obliged, and less than a year after signing, Tade has parted ways with the Brazilians. The striker joined Sundowns from AmaZulu in January 2019, but made only 5 league starts for the APSA Premiership champions, netting a solitary goal. He failed to make a single appearance for Sundowns this term.
Following their brilliant win over Chiefs, Maritzburg United were drawn as the home team for the Telkom knockout final against Mamelodi Sundowns, taking place at Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. Catch every second of the battle live on your World of Champions.
Gennaro Gattuso has been confirmed as Napoli's new head coach after Carlo Ancelotti was sacked by the Serie A side this week, shortly after their 4-0 Champions League win over Genk. The Blues have endured a torrid start to their domestic campaign, with Ancelotti reportedly feuding with both players and the club president. 41-year-old Gattuso, who incidentally played under Ancelotti at AC Milan, has reportedly signed a 6-month contract with Napoli.
Premier League action resumes with Liverpool involved straight off the bat. The league leaders tackle a lowly Watford outfit while Chelsea take on the Cherries. Our pick of the bunch comes right at the end of the weekend when Arsenal host Man City.